This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Terry Jones, Associate Editor at Investor's Business Daily. We want to get his insights onto a claim that President Obama made yesterday, and that's that most physicians in this country are strongly supportive of his approach to comprehensive health care reform. In fact, here's one of the clips from President Obama's appearance in the Rose Garden with about 150 doctors on Monday.
These men and women here would not be supporting health insurance reform if they really believed that it would lead to government bureaucrats making decisions that are best left to doctors. They wouldn't be here today if they believed the reform in any way would damage the very critical and sacred doctor-patient relationship. Instead, the reason these doctors are here is because they have seen firsthand what's broken about our healthcare system.
Well, subsequent reports have pointed out that not exactly every doctor there is a strong supporter of the Democratic health care plan, but many of them are. But is what the president said actually true? The reason we have Terry here is because, as you may remember, a few weeks ago, we had him on to discuss a survey done of physicians by Investor's Business Daily, getting their thoughts on the current proposals offered by Democrats on health care reform. And Terry, we obviously talked about numbers that showed about two-thirds of physicians are actually quite skeptical of the Obama approach to health care, right?
Yes, far be it for me to gainsay anything President Obama might say. But on this, he's dead wrong. We sent out our poll to over 25,000 physicians around the country, got a pretty good response back, over 5% response on that, and more than 1,000 answered our questionnaire. And they came out very, very strongly against any kind of government fix as currently discussed in Congress for health care. I mean, and actually, having gone through the 1,295 comments that we got with our along with our polls, our poll, I can tell you physicians were mostly alarmed and terrified at the notion that government would take over this profession.
Terry, you didn't just publish the poll results. You then did a several-part series going through different aspects of the health care reform process that the physicians were asked to offer their opinions on, from cost to the effect on seniors to choice and that sort of thing. What above all else seemed to trouble the physicians?
What troubled them was that they felt two things. One, they thought that government involvement would lead to sharply rising costs, not declining costs, and that if they did attempt to control costs, that it would be through a top-down kind of rationing, and that kind of alarmed them. They would much rather, you know, have it be done on an individual basis than with good reason than have a government mandate that okay, effective immediately, such and such a procedure will no longer be allowed. They don't want to be hamstrung like that, and they think that having flexibility in giving care to their patients is very, very important. But more importantly, I think, is the fact that I think they saw it as people, both patients and doctors, losing control of health care and giving health care and giving it to bureaucrats instead. And that's kind of a scary thing when you think about it, because everywhere it's been tried, they're now trying to go back and put the genie back in the bottle, and they're finding it very difficult to do. We should learn from these mistakes that have been made overseas and not do them here. And yet that's exactly what the Senate seems to be wanting to do, and they're trying their darndest to get the public option put back into any bill that goes to Obama's desk. That's a very, very bad thing for Americans, I think.
Terry, as you heard in the clip, and most people have heard the president say at some point over the past few months, that doctors are spending too much time on paperwork and bureaucratic measures because of the way the private system is currently structured. So what you're saying is that this would be a drop in the bucket, according to these physicians, compared to what would be coming down the pike.
I think they fear it would be even worse. Now, I will say, many, if not most, of the doctors we surveyed did say they wanted reform, but mainly they wanted insurance reform. They wanted something that would make insurance, portable, easier to deal with. They wanted more competition in the insurance industry. These are things that are all achievable by the way, with very modest changes, but they could have a huge impact on cost, and especially cost for individuals who are trying to buy insurance outside of their employer. These are the things that they wanted to see. They said, you know, these, you know, fix the things that are broken. Don't just take over the entire system because, you know, an estimated 10 to 12 million people can't get health care coverage. You know, it's far better to focus on fixing the things that are actually broken and doing it that way, and you'll limit the cost and actually have a far better system.
Terry, obviously, if tens of millions of people are added to the current system, you don't magically come up with tens of thousands of additional doctors to care for these people, so the system would have more patients than it previously had. Do doctors fear that either they or up-and-coming physicians might choose different career paths if this goes through?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This was the most shocking result of our poll, and it was the one that just immediately turned our heads. 45% of those who answered our poll said that if Congress passes its health care plan, they will consider leaving practice or taking an early retirement. 45%. Now, that's, you know, if you translate that nationwide, that's, we have 800,000 physicians. That's, you know, potentially losing, you know, 375,000 physicians, or at least having them reduce their work hours quite sharply. You think healthcare costs are bad now, just wait till you crush the supply of new physicians coming into the business. A lot of young people who are thinking about going into medicine will have second thoughts if they're going to have to deal with a massive bureaucracy, won't be able to make much money, and still have to pay, you know, $200,000 to go to medical school and spend 8 or 10 years focusing on a specialty afterwards. I mean, it just won't be worth it. So we really need to think very carefully about the incentives we're going to put into the system here before we start changing things willy-nilly. And unfortunately, that doesn't seem to be what's happening either in Congress or at the White House.
One more major question before we let you go, Terry, and that's the ongoing debate over whether or not this would be financed, at least in large part, by reducing options and care for the elderly because of end-of-life costs and so forth. What do physicians say about that?
They are greatly concerned that what the, you know, balancing the health care budget on the back of the elderly will result in less care and less quality care for them. And I think there's no way to avoid that. I mean, all of the plans that we've seen tend to involve, you know, $500 billion in cuts to Medicare. Now, I'm not a great fan of Medicare, but I do understand that if you cut $500 billion from Medicare, chances are good there are going to be a lot of people who are not going to get care that they had earlier thought they were going to get or had planned on getting. And that's going to lead to a great deal of disappointment out there, and I think people will find out that you know, the public option was not a bargain after all.
Well, certainly important information for folks to consider following the president's event on Monday. Terry, thank you very much for your time, as always.
Thank you, Greg.
Terry Jones is associate editor at Investor's Business Daily. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.